Welcome back, everybody. To Domin Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, but we are on the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis 16b, and we are just continuing to go through the 18 things, the 18 gzeros that were made in the attic that day, the 18 gzeros that were made when all of the Rabbanim got together and made 18 gzeros. So it says the Gemara Mi'ida V'idach Mahi. So what's another one of these 18? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Meseches Olos. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah, there's some things we need to know. There's something called Tumas Ohel. This means that if you and a dead body are under the same roof, so you become Tameh along with this. But there are really three variations of this din. Number one is if a mace and something are under the same roof, then both things become Tameh. Number two is if I am ever over a mace, you can be Mahil the mace, meaning you can be the Ohel, and you become Tameh also. And number three is that mace over me would also cause me to become Tameh. This becomes an interesting question about Kohanim flying over certain Kvarim and the other way around. Let's say you're on a plane, whatever it may be. This is all where the GW bridge, the upper level, this is where some of the questions come up. But now these are three cases which are Midel Raisa, but in order to be an Ohel, there's a size requirement. Midin, it needs to be a diameter of a Tefach, a diameter of a Pesach. But now we're about to talk about a Halacha where it's a circumference of a Tefach, and still they made a gzera that you are going to have the same halachos of tefillah and be tameh for 7 days, like you are tameh mace. So this nonsense says in the Mishnah, kol metaltelin mevina satoma, any movable item, when they are an ohel over the dead body, so they can cause tumah to be conveyed. But ove hamardea, as long as they have the thickness of a mardea, which let's say is a saddle. Now this is very important because this is an object which has the circumference of a tefach, not the diameter of a tefach, but the circumference of a tefach, and still we say that it's going to be tummy. So some Rabbi Tarfon, I'm Rabbi Tarfon, akapach esbanai, I should cut off my children, curses to me, shezu alacham kupacha, shesham alashum yevatala, because my children heard this halacha, they heard a story, and they misinterpreted the halacha. This is not really what one of the gzeros was. This is a misinterpretation of the law. What was the story? So says the Gemara, ha'ikar overu mardea al ketefo. So it once happened that a farmer was walking, and he had a saddle on his shoulder. Yel tido achas al hakever. And one end of the saddle was laying above a grave. Timu oso, and the Rabbanan declared him to be tamei, mishum kelema hilam al hameh. So again, he's holding the saddle. The saddle is over a dead body, and they said that he is going to be tameh in this situation because of kelim that are lying above a dead body. Says Rabbi Tarfon, what they are wrong on is the following. Normally, when this idea of needing a diameter tefach, so that's only true for things within the kli, but the kli itself, the thing which is being mahil, so this saddle which is over the dead body, that is definitely going to become tameh no matter what size it is. But the question is, for the things that are under that ohel, the things that are under that tent, like the person. So the person, you would need to have something which is a circumference of a tefach, not something which just has the diameter of a tefach, which is why they made a mistake and said that he's going to become tameh anyway, but this was a mistake, and that should not have been the halacha in that situation. Comes the Gemara and says, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ani atake, no, I can fix the words of the chacham, meaning this was correct, Rabbi Tarfon's not necessarily right. Shiyu divrei chachamim kayamim, so that the words of the chacham can stand. Shiyu kol metaltelin mevina satama al ha'adam shenosei osan bo'ovei amardea, the al atzman b'chol shehin, the al shar adam v'chelim v'poseach tefach. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, we still need the din d'rabbanan even in that situation when it's just a circumference of a tefach and not even a diameter. Why? Because people are going to see that he is tameh. People are going to see that there was an ohel. People are going to see that there was some sort of tumah. Even though normally you only need it for a negia when there is no circumference shear, but people are going to see that there was some sort of tameh mace that happened, and people are going to think that it was the regular type of tameh mace, and then people are going to see that you're only tameh for 1 day because really there's no real tumah over here. They're going to see that you're only keeping the tumah halachos for 1 day as opposed to the regular 7 when it's a real tumas ohel mace, and then they're going to get all confused and they're going to think the real halachos of tumah is that you just need 1 day mikvah and then you're going to be tahor and not the regular 7 days. So the Rabbanan made a gzera and said, no, you're going to be tameh 7 days even if it's just something which has the diameter of a tefach and not the circumference of a tefach, and this is why they made this gzera. Now the Gemara spells out what we just said. V'amar Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai says, "Mardeya sh'amru ein ba'avyo tefach." So this mardeya that we said, this saddle that we said, has the circumference of a tefach, but not a diameter of a pesach. V'yesh be'akefo tefach. The gazrala kefo mishum avyo, and they made a gzera because they didn't want people to get confused. People are going to confuse the diameter and circumference. I can't keep track of which one's which. They're going to confuse these two, and they're not going to keep the proper tumah, which is why we said this gzera is going to exist. So even when it's not the size of a diameter, just the circumference, still that's going to be enough to make sure that someone's going to be tummy for 7 days. This was one of the 18 zeros that they made on that day. Now I ask the Gemara, where Rabbi Tarfon, Damar HaKapachas Banai, Shalachazum Kupachas, Batrulhu. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, who said this halacha is wrong, this is not a true gzera that was made, so he no longer has 18, he's one short. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Af Benos Kuse Marisasan. Bo Bayom Gazer. So it says the Gemara, know the answer that we gave yesterday, which is that no, there's a different Gzera that was made during that day, which is that the daughter of Cushi women, they are considered nidos from a very young age because they're not so careful in nidos, so we just treat them as nidos from a very young age. Just to close out that discussion from yesterday, we had a whole machlokas about if you put the bucket under the gutter, what's going to be the status of that water? Is it going to be something which is machshir kabel tumah or not? So he holds like Rabbi Meir that this would be one of those things, one of the gzeros that was made. So therefore, we come to the same number 18, even for Rabbi Tarfon. Ve'idach. Now says the Gemara, another one of these 18 gzeros. This one we actually mentioned earlier. Abotzer lagas. So we're talking about something which is machshir kabel tumah. In order to make something tumah when it comes to food, it needs to touch one of the seven liquids, yad shachatam. It needs to touch one of the seven liquids, and then it's going to be machshir l'kabel tumah, can become tameh after that. But in order to become tameh, it needs to be put there biratzon. You need to want it to go and touch those things. The liquid needs to do that based on your desire. You want the liquids to hit that thing, and then it's going to become tameh. So says the Gemara habotzer l'gas. So someone harvests grapes for the wine press, and then some grape juice spilled out. So Shammai Omer Hochshar Shammai says that this is still going to be susceptible to tumah. This is strange because this wine or this grape juice went to waste. It's not something that you wanted to happen, yet still Shammai says that it's going to be susceptible to tumah. Hillel Omer Hillel says, Lo Hochshar, it's not susceptible to tumah because you didn't want it to happen. Omer Hillel Shammai, Hillel says, I have a question on you, Shammai. Mipneima butchim b'tahara vein moskim b'tahara. Why do you have your opinion when it comes to grape juice that you say that it is machshir l'kabel tumah, meaning that even though it wasn't put there beratzon, still it's going to be a problem according to you, but when it comes to grape juice, but when it comes to oil and olive presses and olives, when it comes to olive oil, then you say that no, only if you actually wanted it there, then it's going to be true. So Amar lo, so Shammai says back, Im takni teni, if you continue to bother me, he goes, Reini tuma afalamasika. He says, don't push me because then I'm going to make it tame even for the olives. Don't push your luck. Enjoy this kula. Na tu cherev a beis hamedrash. And that day they stuck a sword in the beis medrash amru, and they said, Anichnas yikanis, anyone who wants to come in can come, ayotzi al yetzi, but no one's allowed to leave. Also, Ayomen on that day, Ayahillo Kafuf, Hillo was submissive. He was a little scared. Yoshev Lufnei Shammai, and he sat in front of Shammai, Ke'echem in al-Talmidim, like one of the Talmidim, but he wasn't fighting back. By Kashal Yisrael, and this was a tough day for the Jewish people. Kayom Shenase Bo Ha'egel. This was as tough as the day of the Egel Hazav. Gazor Shem Shammai Ve'Hillo, and Shammai and Hillo made some sort of Gzera on that day, Volkibuminai, but people didn't want to accept it because it wasn't done in the proper situation. Vasu Talmidayu Gazor Ve'Kibuminai. And then the Talmidim came and made this Gzera, and then they accepted it. This is the gzera that we are going to even say that something which was spilled out, this grape juice which accidentally spilled out, even though it wasn't put there baratzon, still it's going to be enough to be machshir l'kabel tumah. It's going to be susceptible to tumah. A lot to discuss on what that line means. It could be that this day is as hard as egel hazav because just like the gang mentality forced Aaron and Hor into doing bad things or to force to allow the Egel Azov to happen, that's kind of what happened here. Maybe they locked the base manager because they wanted to make sure they had a minion for this vote, whatever it may be. But this seems to be the Gzera, but now we need to figure out why this Gzera exists. Again, my time says the Gemara. Why does Beis Shammai hold that it's going to be machshir l'kabel tumah, that it's susceptible to tumah, even though it's not biratzon, it's not something that you put there based on your desire. So says the Gemara, Amar Ze'iri Amar Rabbi Chanina Gzera Shammai Yiv Tzirenu B'kupos Tmeos. So based on the following Isser de Rabbanan, which exists, there's a din that if someone is gathering in a Tameh basket, so if the liquid, even though it was not Beratzon, if the liquid spills out into this Tameh basket, it's going to become Tameh, and it's enough to be Machshir L'Kabel Tumah, even though there's no Beratzon. So what we're afraid of is that you might go and harvest these grapes into a Tameh basket, and then it's going to be a problem no matter what. But says the Gemara, Hanich Laman Damar Kli Tameh Choshev Mashkin. That's true only if this de Rabbanan, this din that I just pointed out, is true. That's called Kli Tameh Choshev Mashkin, where a tame vessel makes the liquid significant enough to make it machshir l'kabel tumah, even if you didn't want it there. So shapir. So if you're going to say that that halacha is true, then you're right. This is a good shot. Elaman da'amar in kli tame choshev mashkin ma'ikol meimar. Then what are you going to say? That doesn't make any sense. It's not going to work if that din d'rabbanan is not true. So we have a second answer. Elamar ze'iri amar Rabbi Chanina gzera shema yiftirina b'kupos mizufafos. What we're afraid of is that maybe you're going to use some sort of waterproof basket, and therefore you wouldn't mind if the grape juice spills out because it's not going to go to waste. You're going to be able to use it at the end. So that's what we're afraid of. Rava Amar Rava gives a third reason. Again, another reason why Beis Shammai says that it will be machshir l'kabel tumah even though it's put there baratzon. So Rava says gzera mishum hanoshchos. So what we're afraid of is that sometimes clusters of grapes become intertwined and the grape juice is going to come out. And if you're doing it beyadayim, if you're squeezing them out and trying to untangle them and grape juice is coming out, even though maybe it's not baratzon, it's not something that you would have wanted to happen, but if you're doing it based on your own action that the grape juice is coming out, that's going to be enough to be considered machshir l'kabel tumah. And now the fourth reason, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, Ba'amim Adam
So sometimes a person goes to his vineyard to see whether the grapes are ready to be harvested or not. And what they do is they take a cluster of grapes and squeeze it, and they squeeze it on top of other grapes, so grape juice is coming out. Since at the time that they did the initial squeezing to see if it was ready, it was done beratzon, so now that initial liquid stays on there, and then it's still done beratzon, so that's what we're afraid of, that it's still going to be done beratzon. This is why one of the 18 enactments of that day was that even though it wasn't done beratzon, still we are going to say that it's machshir kabel tuma, that extra grape juice that is in your wine press. This is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.